today on Real Radio.
So the false, here's the deal. The false prophet that, and false teacher that knows what they're doing. It's been my observation. This is one reporter's opinion. They really know how to turn it on. In other words, they're, air quotes, they're more Christian than the Christians I know.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Eyes On, Ears On, Part 1, continues his series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. Peter lived out his life as a true man of God, but you know what? He didn't start out that way. Peter was quick to act and slow to listen. Still, Peter's heart was in the right place, and Jesus began to use him in a mighty way. Peter's letters are a testament of how the Christ follower can move from needing constant strength and encouragement to having a combat militant kind of faith, armed with the truth and ready for battle. As we head on into chapter 2 of our study, we see how Peter keeps a lookout for false prophets and false teachers who are bent on leading us astray. As far back as ancient times, there were many who were deceived by Satan, including Adam and Eve, in the garden. But we'll also see how God sustains us, and through Peter's life, we'll see how God keeps his word all the way through to the end. So today on day 3 of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that we need to be aware of a works-based faith. Many are deceived through false teachers who present a different gospel, and unless you know your Bible, they'll undermine its truth in a very secretive and seductive way. And now in his message called Eyes On, Ears On, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Watch out for the glory. God shares his glory with nobody. I heard of a pastor who talked thousands of believers into receiving him in India. If they would just send enough money, set it up, get the stage going, all that kind of stuff. And they did it. And he showed up. And he showed up into the country, but he never arrived at the event that he promised to be at. And he flew back to America in his jet, leaving tens of thousands of people standing at the event. But he got the money. Who's going to investigate that? Don't worry about it. God saw the whole thing. His day's coming. But they're active. Are they not active? Do they not strive at doing the right thing? They give and they give and they give. They give more than we do. They do more than we do. Why? Because their spiritual bosses demand it. They're wolves. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3 says, I fear, Paul is speaking to the Greeks, I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Does that sound beautiful? I mean, this front part's scary, but the simplicity that's in Christ. It's not hard, people. It's not difficult. It's not removed from us. Look at verse 4. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if he or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not received, you may well put up with it. That is perfect for our day. Oh, but they believe in Jesus. Dr. Warren Wiersbe said that the modern day wolf, they use the same words we do, but not the same dictionary. They believe in Jesus. That means nothing. Oh, they got a Bible. I was watching just last night. I think we were reviewing. I don't think it's live. I think it was, we DVR'd it. The Jeopardy championship thing. It's pretty amazing. And I was kind of blessed by this one final question of the session. Maybe if you saw it, they asked these three contestants, Alex Trebek did, the next topic is the Bible. And it was the one question. It was the one you get right. You know the one, what's the one? The final one, where you bet or you don't. The final one. So the answer, they said, the question was something like, what six words did John say? Something to the effect. The answer was John 1:1 in the Bible. John 1:1. And you know what? Those three guys from their various lives or worlds, they all got it right. They got all the other things wrong with the other stuff, right? He got this one right, but they got it wrong about the science or the plutonium or about astronomy, you know. But it was, I said, you know what? Only in a Judeo-Christian America would these three guys get the exact same answer regarding this question, because it was Bible. And I'm wondering, knowing that, watching that last night and knowing what we're going to be talking about this morning, I wondered if those three guys believed it. That in the beginning was the Word. Well, you see this word here. Look, verse 1, it says that they come in secretly. They bring in destructive heresies. The word secretly here, my goodness, write this down if you would. Secretly, this is what they do. You say, Pastor Jack, what's the application? Well, I tell you what, the whole thing is application. But write this down because this is applicable. The word secretly here means to cloak. To cloak, you know, cover. You know what a cloak is, right? You know where the guy's got the black robe. To cloak, it means by stealth or covert. By stealth. They come in. The word also means, listen, it means to veil or to be without detection. Kind of like a spy, right? Sounds like a spy. Professor Albert Barnes puts it this way. It's brilliant. He says that they put forth plausible arts and pretenses. That's a fancy way of putting it. Sounds refined. They don't wear red underwear and a pitchfork. They don't have like a pentagram on their chest. They look just like us. One commentator wrote, they would not at all first make any open avowal or announcement of their subversive doctrines, but would slowly over time introduce them as cloaked in and around the truth to get it in or among. I have in my notes to mention a friend of mine. When I was putting this together, a friend of mine was doing fantastic, was doing great in ministry, went off to a particular university here in Pasadena area, Christian seminary, discovered that a couple of his professors, he didn't discover, the professors announced, I'm not a Christian, I'm just a great teacher, I'm an expert in biblical history, so all you students need to know that, so don't try to convert me this semester, I'm not a Christian. But he's teaching at a Christian college. Okay, that's the first step in deception right there. Having somebody teaching an authority spiritual matters who's not spiritual and who's not a Christian. Wow. And I thought my friend was strong enough to ward that stuff off, and he wasn't. Got in. So you just tolerate a little bit. It gets in. It gets in, and it does harm. Be careful. Oh, but she's so fun to watch on TV or to listen to. Watch out. But he's so positive. It's good to be positive. But if that's all you are is positive, where's the exhortation? Where's the admonition? Where's the rebuking? Did you know all these things are supposed to happen in church, which is part of the big problem? Pastor, I'm not coming back next week because I want to have my ears have really been itching. And I want you to tickle them for me. You know, the Bible talks about people with itching ears that look for people who will tickle them. The Greek word here for they will bring in destructive heresies is the word bring. It means to, oh man, it means to lead in by or alongside, either alongside themselves, watch, either they bring it in alongside themselves, the bad doctrine, or they bring it alongside someone who they've converted or have tampered with. Notice this, they come in and it's down here. It's like all the law enforcement people who are in here. None of them have got their sidearm sitting on their Bible right now. It's all concealed. It's hidden. Bad, deceptive wolves hide there. What the Bible calls, listen, Old King James calls it accurately. Are you ready for this? This is a big shot of coffee, real quick, real early for a service. Old King James calls it damnable heresies. Did you know that? So what does that mean? Teachings that condemn people to hell, or teachings that condemn people to falsehood. Wow. And they bring it in alongside. They don't come in waving the flag. Hey, I'm a false teacher. It's tremendous. The word speaks of things that are, it's interesting, that old 300-year-old commentary that the man would use this word. Those of you who are in any way, shape, or form in science, I guess science or maybe mechanics or the word particulate. What is that? When you hear the word particulate, what do you think of? I think of little tiny small things that are either blowing about or on the surface, you know, like dust. You know, dust is a gathering of particulates. You know, when it rains, it's certain types of particulates floating in the air that condense and fall on your head. Rain, little tiny parts, dust. Look, can you imagine all the dust that's in this room? If we had certain kinds of lighting on right now, you would see things floating in the light. You know, have you ever done that? It's kind of sickening because you're breathing it. See, right now we have this type of ambient lighting that you don't see that and you appreciate it. But if you saw the stuff floating around, you'd go, not in me. I'm not breathing. I don't want that in me. Well, this word means that there's particulates floating about, but in this case, these false teachers bring them in. People like this. Ugh. I get this a lot, by the way. God bless you, but please. People will come to me, Pastor Jack, how are you? Nice to meet you. Can I have a hug? Okay. Okay. I have a flu. I know I should have stayed home today, but I came for prayer. No, seriously. And it's like, particulates going out and you taking them in. A false teacher puts out words and you take it in. It's kind of biblical, mostly biblical. Yeah, the church I go to, the group I'm with, there's some Bible. Particulates, contaminants, viruses, diseases. And this is how it happens. And we're going to end. Here's the deal. Genesis 3. Listen carefully. Genesis 3. It seems like we've read this a lot lately on Wednesdays and Sundays, but so be it. Now the serpent, Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the ears of Eve, has God indeed said? That's the word of doubt, my friend. You shall not eat of the tree of the garden. Look at verse 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, For God knows that the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God. Eve, God is holding out on you. He wants to keep all the glory to himself. Eve, can't you see that? You're not going to die if you eat of that fruit. Has God said? We're living in an age right now. People are saying stuff as though it's a matter of fact. Lisa read me an article yesterday. The guy sounded like he was speaking fact. And he didn't know what he's talking about. He said, how do you know? Because the things he was talking about, I happen to know something about. Are you with me? I know a little bit about aeronautics and aeronautical engineering. I know a little bit about meteorology. I got my pilot's license back in 1982. These are things that you had to know. So if you started saying something, I could pick up on a lot of what you're doing. But if you came to me and you talked to me about, I don't know, sociology or some, are you with me? You could dupe me because I have to take your word for it. I don't know. But for the Christian, there's no reason why we shouldn't know. I could go on. Let's stop. Let's do this. I want to keep my promise. You want to ask a question? Not a statement, a question. You want to ask a question about this? False teaching, false teachers, what they do to people, how they destroy churches, cults. Yes, way in the back, so be real loud.
Do false teachers or false prophets truly believe that they're telling the truth, or they know that they're lying?
Awesome. That's going to be a next week's message, but we'll answer it right now. He said, great question. Do false teachers know that they are false teachers, or are they teaching out of ignorance? They just don't know, and they can be educated. The answer to the question is observable. The answer means observable, meaning this. When someone's teaching falsely and they don't know it, when they are like, remember Apollos in the book of Acts? He was speaking the word of God, but Priscilla and Aquila, that husband and wife discipleship team, listened to him speak. After he was done speaking, they pulled him off to the side, and it said that they explained to him the word of God more clearly. That's beautiful. And Apollos, by the way, turned out to be an animal for the kingdom. Awesome. But then there's the guys like Hymenaeus and Alexander in the Bible who knew the truth, but they didn't believe in the truth. And preach something different. Okay? Think about it. Judas knew the truth, and he went and did something different. So here's the deal. The false prophet and false teacher that knows what they're doing, it's been my observation, this is one reporter's opinion, they really know how to turn it on. In other words, they're air quotes, they're more Christian than the Christians I know in public. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, let's pray. And it's just everything is, it's just like, something's wrong. This is over the top. Oh, if you give me $100 bill, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tear off the corner of it. And I'll keep the big part, you keep the little part, and you plant that and watch how God returns back to you 100-fold. You know, those guys know exactly what they're doing. Fake, false. They don't want to talk about sin unless you can buy forgiveness. They won't mention sin unless they can sell you forgiveness. They will manipulate, and it's nothing for them to give you product if you'll just send in a donation. This is, cracks me up. If you give a donation of $100 or more, have you heard that? Unbelievable. That's not a donation. That's just a really smooth way of sticking a gun in their ribs. Why don't you, if you're going to ask, say, if you'd like to support this ministry, then give as the Lord lays on your heart. And if you can't give, pray for us. There's nothing wrong with that. But when they manipulate and guilt trip you and say, you know what, we may not be on the radio next week in your area if you don't give. If you ever hear that, don't give. Oh, but if you don't support us, we are going to go off the air. Let them go. Are you hearing me? When they teach, and listen, again, the Christian will know when you're in a small group or a big church or small church, you're going to know that when something's off, the Holy Spirit, he's on it. And he's saying, I want you to leave. Or I want you to not come back. That's the Spirit of God. So listen, this is a great, I know it's not going to be a fun few weeks, but it's going to be needed. You know, imagine me being a doctor saying, you got this thing called life, and we're going to check it out we're going to give you an exam for a few weeks, see how you're doing. Now somebody would say, really? Okay. And you don't show up. You don't go back. That's the kind of patient I am. I'm terrible. But if you want to be healthy, then you go back, and then the doctor moves on to the next thing. You notice a good doctor will squeeze, pull, and push on your entire body until he finds something that hurts. I hate that. But yet that's exactly what I'm doing through this book with you, is it not? Now, I should have a smile on my face, not a But like this, it ministers to you, you know. Father, we thank you for your word and for your truth. And we'd have nothing if it wasn't for you today. We do thank you that we live in a richest nation on earth. Thank you that we probably have cars. If our stomachs are empty right now, it's probably by choice. And if we're wearing flip-flops today, it's probably by choice. We're not without shoes. You're so good to us. Most of all those things can evaporate. Naked we have come and naked we shall go. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we praise you for the truth. May we walk in truth. And Father, for any man or woman, boy or girl here today or that listens in, doesn't know for sure, is stung as it were by your Holy Spirit, that they would turn now and receive the real Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again from the grave for our justification, exactly as your Bible says. And that by faith in him and him alone, we have salvation, not by any works of righteousness. Hallelujah for that. Lord, go before us. May we be your children, beaming lights of love and grace and truth in a world of hurt. Let us make a difference. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in his message called Eyes On, Ears On, Part 1. Thanks for listening today. You know, when you choose to follow Christ, he will renew you, not deceive you. That's the truth. Eyes On, Ears On, Part 1 is part of Pastor Jack's series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. It's a series about the Apostle Peter, whose life was transformed by the salvation of Jesus Christ, and whose passion was to live out his faith as a messenger of the gospel. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, just a reminder that Pastor Jack has a lot more to offer at his website. Just go to jackhibbs.com, and once you're there, you'll find devotions, sermons, more Bible studies, prophecy updates, and so much more. Combat faith requires a knowledge of the Word of God. The more you know, the less likely you are to fall for false Christianity. Peter warns us not to be ignorant in the things of God and dedicated his life in spreading the truth found in Jesus Christ and in the Word of God. Again, if your desire is to know God in a deeper way and you want to understand what it means to truly follow Christ, head on over to Pastor Jack's website. That's at jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.